Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Wilda May Schooley. We'll be discussing her fantastic book, Supernatural Help for May, available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I will say, Wilda was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business, Good River Print and Media Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, move it through Good River. You can find them at goodriverprintandmedia.com. And guys, listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Wilda here on the line, because her book we're discussing today, Supernatural Help from May. Listen, you know, we are surrounded by technology. And I think so many arguments can be made for the benefit of technology and really how much it has helped really cater to individuals in our society and really helped grow and advance our society. Now, what is the opposite side of that coin? And really, what does that look like? And that is something that we have Wilda here on the line for, because her book really discusses a lot of the dangers that can arise with new technology. Now, I think a lot of times, myself included, I don't think about the negatives of technology. I focus on the benefit, but that's because it doesn't influence me in the same way as it may influence someone else. In this case, perfect example, Wilda. Now, she's going to talk from her perspective, and she's going to be articulating for us specific examples that she has had and specific occurrences that she has had dealing with this so-called advanced technology, and how it ended up really being more of a burden than an advancement in her use. And listen, she's the expert, okay? She's going to be talking from her experience. She's going to be able to articulate all the nuances in her book much better than I ever could. So without further ado, let's bring her here on the line with us. Wilda, first and foremost, thank you so much for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And it's good to be here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're very much looking forward to this. I know, just speaking from my own experience, as I just stated, I always hear about all the positives with this, you know, the growing technological age that we're in, but we don't spend nearly enough time talking about the negative occurrences that happen. And I'm so glad that we have you here on the line, because the education that we're going to be able to receive is really going to be second to none. So Wilda, without further ado, Supernatural Help for May. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay. I had a lot of help from God. And that's the reason I called it Supernatural Help for May. Mm-hmm. I went to live in an assisted living home, and soon after I got there, that was in 2012, soon after I got there, I became extremely weak. I could hardly walk. I was so congested, I could hardly breathe. I didn't know if I'd even make it. It was very, very difficult. I ached. I was lightheaded, several things, and I just thought, am I going to make this? I opened up my Bible, because I read it every day, and there was a verse of scripture. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. So I'm here to let people know technology is wonderful, but it's also dangerous. And the weakness I learned later, when I got back into my own home in 2014, was probably from cell towers. There were two cell towers that were very close to the assisted living home. And I had no idea about it at that time. But anyway, it causes a lot of issues, not immediately. Now, the effects are happen over the year, and then all at once you can have major, major diseases. So it's like a progressive thing, the effects. And very, very bad. So anyhow, I left there. Thank God I left there, went to another place. It wasn't quite as bad because the dirty electricity wasn't as bad. But when I came back here, I was so weak I could hardly walk. I'm talking about my home that I'm living in now. I could hardly walk. I was so weak. And then I read an article from a natural doctor about radio waves. And I ordered two books, which really helped me. And they talked about dirty electricity. I ordered a meter and a filter, and the meter read my dirty electricity at over 800 in my kitchen, and the safe limit is 50 or less. And so this accumulated in my body over the years when I did live here before. And so thank God I ordered filters along with the meter. And when I stuck a filter in, which lasts a lifetime, they never wear out. I put the filter in, and it brought it under 20. My severe weakness left. And people around cell towers, computers, oh, just on and on, cell phones, and wow. Dentist's office, doctor's office, hospitals, I've had experience with all three of them, especially two of them were very, very bad. They all have a lot of dirty electricity, so I would suggest that people would get the, and I tell in my book where you can get the meter and the filters, and it did a wonderful, wonderful job, plus I had major strokes, and God was there to help me with them, and I just want to share with people that my book was entitled Supernatural Help for May because I had a lot of extra help from God.
May, one of the things that you brought up and that you said, amongst so many others, is, you know, you're talking specifically about cell phone towers. And that is something that I know a lot of information has come out on in recent years. Right now we're up to about 5G, and these 5G towers that are being placed mm-hmm. are known to really be harmful for
yes,
people
yes,
around.
Yes.
So this is something yes. that again is not that far-fetched and something that we definitely see. Now, we know a little bit about the book. We know, of course, as you stated, you found help through God, which is the reason why the title of it is Supernatural Help for May. Articulate to our listening audience, why did you feel compelled to write this book and put it out for the public to be able to partake in as well?
Because I like to help people. I like to understand what's going on with my body, why I went through all of this. And I want others to know the danger. I know it's nice to have the technology. I know that because sometimes I ask the brother-in-law to actually order things from the computer for me because I can't even touch a computer. I get so weak I can't walk.
Wow.
And so it is used, and it's very nice to have that those technology things, machines, but like we said, there's danger, and I have felt worse. And since they started putting up the 5G satellites, I actually have felt worse because it's more radiation, more pollution, and my body's overloaded with it. It's overloaded, and I have felt worse since the fall when they started putting thousands up in the atmosphere. But I want people to understand there is help. That I mentioned in my book about bioelectric shield business, Dr. Charlie Brown and his, well, he is a board certified chiropractor neurologist, and he invented a pendant that you can wear that deflects radiation, especially if you're working on the computer for so many hours a day, it deflects radiation. And they have a worldwide business. And they're based in Montana, but I have the information in my book. So that can help with people on computers. And I just want to help people because I know this has not been good at all. And I just have, I don't know, I like to help like a lot of other people do.
Guys, again, here on the line with Wilda May Schooley. We're discussing her fantastic book, Supernatural Help for May, available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Now, Wilda, as we continue on with this fantastic interview, the next question that I'd love to go on is, of course, you went through all of these experiences. You saw how these different pieces of technology were affecting you. Articulate to our listening audience any tips that you can offer to them, or maybe any red flags that may be coming up that they're not necessarily associating with the technology in which they're using on a day-to-day basis, but these are things to look out for to know that it could be coming from an interference with this technological advancement.
According to the information I got from Dr. Brown and his wife, they were asked to help with people that were having bad headaches, neck pain, and other symptoms by working on a computer for hours and hours each day. And they went to the Harvard Medical School Library and did a lot of research, because they wanted to help people. And they found in their research that back in 1914, 1915, I can't think of what that's called now, but the prizes that are given for inventing something. But anyhow, that quartz and gems deflected radiation. So that's what he based his pendants on. When he made the pendants, he used quartz and gems to deflect the radiation. And they have these pendants for people who want to use them, you know, for on the computer. And they also have things for cell phones that can be used to deflect that. And they have a wonderful worldwide business, worldwide. But my situation was mostly weakness and congestion. That weakness has been horrible for me. I don't know if other people would experience that, or just headaches, neck pain. I had a lot of pain dealing with it. So, and I had severe back pain, knife cutting, but it was only behind the pacemaker. That's all, just behind the pacemaker. And then I got that information from the natural doctor about radio waves affecting you. And he mentioned it can do minor or major damage to people, radio waves. And I don't have time to go into it, but I stopped listening to the radio. And after 2.5 weeks after I stopped listening to the radio, that knife cutting pain left after I stopped listening to the radio. But I had severe pain, and I had congestion, and had a lot of things that unsteady walking, could hardly walk. It's just unreal. That's the reason I wanted to share, so people don't have to go through that. If they would, you know, use these things now before they have the major, major problems, it would be wonderful. But I do want to say that it is so important to me that I bring out relationship with God. And I brought that out in my book. It is so important to have a good relationship with Him. It's the most important thing in the world, is have a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. And I brought that out, that God loves us and He loves everybody the same. He doesn't love anybody any less than anyone else. And that's amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And thank God He does. He loves everybody the same. And He has made provision that we can get to heaven. And I appreciate that so much. That's one of the big highlights. But I've always felt that way and tried to let people know how important it is to be ready to meet God.
Listen, what more can be said? You know what you got to do. If you want to get the full education, you have to head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pick up your copy of Supernatural Help for May by Wilda May Schooley. So, Wilda, thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for bringing this to our table. And thank you once again for being here with us on People of Distinction.
I was glad to be here, and thank you.